What matters to you?
How are you going to work differently?
Are you having great conversations?
How can we support you to work differently?
It's all about people.
It's all about people.
It's all about people.
Hello, you're listening to the It's All About People podcast, and I'm Alison Smith, Workforce Development Lead for the Personalisation Team. Stepping in for Matt today, I'll let you decide whether you'd rather listen to me or him next time. Feedback can be given to the It's All About People website. Just kidding. Okay, so today with me, I've got Kat Howell, who's a cardiac rehab specialist nurse, and Amy Garrett, who's a patient safety lead midwife. Both of them are wonderful trainers for our shared decision making and personalised care and support planning programme that we deliver out to anybody working across the health and care system. So they're going to tell us a little bit about their job roles, why they became trainers in the first place, how they became trainers, what they like about it, a little bit maybe about the content of the courses. And then we're going to have a little bit at the end where we're going to talk about It's All About People Champions. And we'll tell you more about that as the session goes on. So welcome, Amy and Kat.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me today. Can you just tell me a little bit, we'll start with you, Amy, a little bit about your job role and then why and how you became a trainer for the personalisation programme?
Absolutely. So as you said, Alison, I am one of the patient safety lead midwives at ULHT. So I work across Lincoln and Boston Hospital. I've been a midwife now for 10 years this year. I've worked in a variety of roles in midwifery, and this last role I've been in almost 2 years. So the patient safety team, there's five of us. We do a lot of work around monitoring and assurance of services to make sure that the services we're providing to mums and babies and families are safe and striving for the best, essentially. Within that, we do lots of quality improvement and a lot of work with kind of psychological safety for staff. And then a big part of my role and my passion is around personalised care and informed consent, which is kind of what brought me to that It's All About People neck of the woods. That's the one bit of my job that I really love. I love talking to families and getting them to kind of get the most out of their care.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thank you for that. So Kat, do you want to tell us similarly about your role?
Yeah, sure. So currently I am a cardiac rehab specialist nurse. So my role is around once people have come out of hospital after they've had some form of cardiac event, whether it be a heart attack or a valve replacement or a bypass or any variation of other cardiac disease, really. And our job is to get people back to where they want to be, essentially. So if somebody who is particularly keen on golf wants to get back to playing 18 holes, we can help people to do that, especially if they've got sternal wounds or something like that, and they're a bit more sort of aware of their chest. We can change how they want to do their exercises or focus their sort of recovery based around those exercises in order to get them to doing what they want to do and playing golf. We also do a lot around lifestyle change, some psychological change, that sort of stuff, as well as the sort of more medical stuff on medications management and things like that as well. So that's sort of it's well knitted in with the personalization stuff.
Absolutely.
And it allows us to do what I really love doing. So previously to this, I was doing a lot of the acute care stuff. I was in the coronary care unit and things and did a couple of years out in continuing healthcare, which did have its place in personalisation. But this now feels very right. You can see the cause and effect, and it's great. It's ace. I love it. So that's why I'm into personalisation.
Excellent. That's brilliant. Both of you sound exactly like you're having those conversations. You have the time and you put in the effort to have those conversations with the people that you're working with. And you're asking those what matters to you questions by the sounds of it, which is fantastic. Like you say, somebody wants to be able to play golf. That's very different to somebody else that wants to be able to push their grandchildren on a swing, or somebody who wants to have a home birth, but there's a bit of risk involved in that. So both of you obviously sounds Really great. So obviously, you're both, that's your day job. And then on the side, little side job, you're acting as trainers. So you've gone through a Train the Trainer program with TPC Health, and you're now delivering the training. So anybody that wants to know more about the training that's offered as part of this program, we've got 8 different trainers. They work in pairs. And they deliver 3 hours, either morning or afternoon, on shared decision making and personalised care and support planning. They're usually 1 or 2 a month, so you can get booked onto those on the It's All About People website. We've got a few more dates, and we've got one more date for February 23rd, and then we've got April, May, June, July, and they will be booked in for the rest of the year, won't they? So what is it that you enjoy about delivering that training? I'm hoping you do enjoy it. That's why you're here today.
I mean, I can't speak for Kat, but I love it. I really enjoy it. I think for me, I live absolutely in maternity land, even thinking about, you know, when I work at Lincoln, the main hospital is so far away from maternity. The thing I enjoy about this is that I get to meet people from outside of maternity. Kat and I do our training together, and it's so interesting to hear about personalization or just even day to day in other people's roles. Because I think it's really easy to just fall into, from my point of view, maternity. Yeah. And it's great to hear from social prescribers, people working within GPs. We've met all sorts of people through that, and that's one of the things I really enjoy about it.
Excellent. What about you, Kat?
Absolutely. I've written the same thing down. I wrote some notes beforehand, and I put like the various different services that we meet. We have such a breadth of people, but they all bring their own really cool, unique sides to how they deliver personalization. And one of the things I like is, like, people are sort of like, yeah, I know what personalization is. Of course I do. And then you sort of go, they really do. But then giving them more tools to add to their arsenal about how personalization can work for them and how they could change it up, bearing, you know, when faced with different scenarios, really sort of, they all gain something from it. And I love that you sort of come away feeling enthused ourselves. Me and Amy always come away and go, we love doing this. But then you can see it in the sort of people that we're chatting to on Teams as well, and that they're all, at some point a light bulb goes on about something or other, and it's really interesting. It's really good.
They're all so passionate, aren't they, when they come? I remember the last session we did, that wasn't that long ago actually, it was the personalised care and support planning session, and I think when the group went into breakout rooms, Kat and I were saying that we were like, oh, these people could teach this course. Like, they knew it inside out, and they absolutely took away, I think, from the feedback they had taken on, kind of extra tools and, you know, things they perhaps didn't know. But they were coming, they were so passionate. You can tell this is what, you know, what they enjoy doing at work, and what they, you know, they can see the benefit when they work with people in this kind of way. And I love that. I think in between when we do the training, sometimes you forget a little bit because you just get so kind of, you know, in your day job. And then we always come back and we're always like, oh, I forget how much I enjoyed this. This is great. We need to take this back in, you know, to our day-to-day work. So yeah, it's really good.
Mm. Sort of pulls it to everyone's conscious, into their conscious thought again.
So like you say, even people that think that they are doing this all the time, and you guys, you know, you're working in a really personalised way all the time, but actually you're quite fortunate that you're reminded of that, why you're doing it every month, I suppose, or every time you deliver this training, aren't you? But I remember that last training course that you did, that there was, right at the beginning, we do a little poll just to see how confident people are around strength-based approaches or shared decision-making or personalised care and support planning, and then we do it at the end. And at the beginning, quite a lot of them said, yeah, quite confident. And you both said to me then, you know, how are we going to teach them anything? How are we going to train them on anything? But then by the end, everyone was extremely confident. Mm-hmm. And so, like you say, exactly as you've said, you're teaching them and you're reminding them and giving them the tools that they need, especially in terms of personalised care and support planning or health literature or, you know, the different things like that. Ask 3 questions. There's lots of different things within there, isn't there, that different tools that are really useful for people working in all of those different roles. That's really great to hear how much you love it. And I think, having been to some of the sessions with you, I can see how passionate you are about it as well. And they're really good courses. resources. Is there any, can you remember any of the feedback that you've had? Is there any kind of thing that sticks out with you? Because we do ask for feedback at the end.
That's on the spot now.
I've got some in front of me, so I can.
Oh, okay. Go on then. You share.
People just saying that they're really good workshops, really interactive, helped me to be more confident, given me the tools that I need to be more person-centered and have conversations about their goal, about people's goals and how they can achieve their goals. A really relaxed setting, which that just shows
that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You guys as trainers come across really knowledgeable, but also you put people at ease. And I think that's one of the benefits of those sessions. People are more likely to learn if they feel comfortable. The sessions, you kind of send people off into breakout rooms and things like that, don't you, as well? Yeah. So it's not all, you know,
have people... do a little bit of acting as well, don't we, Kat?
Sometimes,
I don't know if you can call that acting.
Yeah, it's Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
Do we need to be nominating you for some awards?
No. I think that's some way off.
Yeah. Give us a few more sessions and maybe, yeah.
No, we'll get you some Oscars. But no, 100%. It's people saying really positive things. Helped me to understand the various approaches to a successful conversation with people. It's a really enjoyable and informative course, and I would highly recommend it to my colleagues. And I think that's the key thing in the feedback that we're getting. Everybody's really positive. Everybody's saying how good it is. Everybody has said that they would recommend this to their colleagues. And when we talk about confidence that people have in applying that knowledge that they've learned into their day-to-day work, from the few that we've got, trying to do a bit of quick maths there, 2/3 have said they're extremely confident and 1/3 have said somewhat confident. So they're much more confident than they were at the beginning. When you think that at the beginning, normally people are kind of, yeah, I'm okay, but not sure. So that's really, really positive. So would you recommend anybody A, either attend this training, or B, become trainers?
Yeah, I mean, both of them. Absolutely. I think one sec. I'm so sorry. There's a knock at the door. This is not great.
No, don't worry. Go on over to you, Kat.
I'll carry on. Yeah. I would recommend doing the course, absolutely, because the thing is there's so much you can learn, not only from us as the trainers, but also then from colleagues as well. When you're in those groups, when you're in the breakout rooms, it gives you the opportunity to chat as well, network as well, and you're learning off of one another at the same time. So it's not just me and Amy doing the teaching, it's also sort of learning and amongst the group, which is really good. And also, yes, becoming a trainer, it was a really, really valuable course to do. It does take up some time to do, but actually the output that you get at the end of it is really worthwhile. If you're interested, you don't have to have an interest in teaching as such. You don't have to have a background in teaching at all. There was various people. I mean, me and Amy had never met before. No. And we deliver these reasonably regularly now. Give it a good go. And I think it's on the All About People website, isn't it, if that's something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, you can click on the Contact Us on the It's All About People website if it's something you're interested in, or you can contact myself. So I kind of manage this programme, so to speak, at the minute, just coordinate it, I suppose, is the right word, which is alisonx.smith@lincolnshire.gov.uk. We don't talk about the X. Why I've got that X in my name.
Superhero Alison. Sounds like a superhero.
I said that in a meeting this morning. I said, I'm not a superhero. And lots of people said, yes, you are. And I was like, isn't that lovely? That's really nice.
Absolutely. That's what you need to hear, isn't it? On a bleak Thursday morning.
Yeah, exactly. With all the snow that's happening. Yeah.
Well, we've just got drizzle here.
Oh, dear. But no, that's fantastic. Thank you. And, you know, I think one of the key things you've said there, Kat, is about the time. So people are a little bit nervous about maybe even taking 3 hours out of their busy days. We know people are pressured. We know they're busy to attend the training. But it's like, as you've said, and it's that reward that you get from it. But also it's about learning about that new way of working with people, isn't it? That different way of working with people that might initially feel like you've got to put more time into those conversations, but actually the output and the long run, the outcomes for both you and the impact for you and the people that you're working with will hopefully have that long-term impact. So
I think also I definitely found there was a bit of validation for how I was feeling working as a midwife, that we know personalized care is so important, and we've always, you know, ever since I started my training, we've talked about kind of individualized care and personalized care and like informed consent, shared decision making. But I think doing the training, as in training to be a trainer and then delivering the training, it kind of validated that actually this is the right thing to do. This is the best way to get the people that we care for, the people that we interact with, to get the best out of whatever journey they're on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's absolutely. So one of my colleagues came on the shared decision making course, and she came away and she said it just blew my mind with how simple it was. I tried not to get offended that we were delivering something very simple, but I think her point was that it was just very obvious. It was very huge, like people based, that it is put yourself in, you know, what would you want for your mum? What would you want for your absolutely. Nephew? And it is, when you break it down like that, it's really simple, and it's what we would all want, and it's therefore what the people, the patient, service users, whatever we want to call them, it's what they deserve. So I felt really kind of validated and motivated after I did the training to kind of, I guess, hammer that home more when I came to work.
Amazing. That's fantastic. You're both superstars and superheroes, should I say. I've heard that you've both been nominated for It's All About People champions. So you may not be superheroes as such, but you are champions. So tell me more about that. How did that feel to be nominated?
Well, I mean, it's always very nice to be nominated for things, and especially when they're things that you really enjoy or you're really passionate about, because it just gives you a little bit more oomph to kind of carry on, to hold the torch a little bit more.
Yeah, it was very out of the blue. I was like, oh my goodness, this is exciting, isn't it? It's really nice to sort of, and it sort of backs up the sort of thought processes that Amy and I have and the other various members of the trainer team, that again, what you've already said, Amy, what we're doing is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you are faced with a barrier when you're trying to deliver this stuff, and there are people who you'll bang the drum against, and they will just not get it, or not want to, or have some resistance against it. But the proof sort of speaks for itself when you are making those. You're not doing a lot, and that's almost the blessing in these sorts of things, because all you've got to do is say a small question. What matters to you? What do you want out of this conversation? You don't then have to lead that, because then the patient does the work for you. And it's so easy. But then to get that sort of validation through saying you are championing this work and you are at the forefront of it, and you are going to help support everybody else come up with you. It's ace. It's brilliant.
Amazing, isn't it? To have that recognition, and this isn't something that we've kind of just, you know, that Kat and I have met in a cafe and gone, oh, let's start. No. You know, this is system wide. So this is getting that kind of, it's that recognition, isn't it? That we've got people in places that are kind of pushing this agenda that is so necessary. I feel very proud to be one of those champions.
Yes. And the good news is that looking around on who is a champion at the moment, there are pockets of champions in almost every service across the Lincolnshire network. So if you needed some support, or you're thinking, oh, I don't know quite how to deliver this personalisation in my message that I'm delivering, there will be somebody very close by to your team who is able to then support you with that question. And any of those champions, I'm sure that I speak for me and Amy, but anyone, I'm sure, would help support that, because we're all so passionate about that same message about getting across personalisation.
Absolutely. You two are like the best advert for It's All About People champions. That was amazing. It wasn't even rehearsed. But you're absolutely right. So for anybody that doesn't know the It's All About People champions, it was sent out in a newsletter recently just to let people know about it. We've the personalisation team have identified a handful, much more than a handful, you know, quite a lot of people who are working in this really personalised way, are really passionate and committed to working in that way. And we've identified these people, and we've said, we're not going to make you do any more work apart from dragging you in to do podcasts and things like that, maybe. I start off with you're not going to do any more work, and then say, oh, but what
do
you
like to do? The email comes out, yeah, from Alison X, the super, you can't say no to Alison X.
Exactly. But yeah, it's about absolutely what you both said. It's about building that network. It's about giving, but as well as building that network, so you can all you can use one another. Anybody else in this whole, any of the system, or you know, in Lincolnshire can go, oh yeah, you know, we've got Kat there that works in cardiac rehab, or we've got Amy there that works in maternity, so we want to do a bit of work with them, or we want to find out what's happening in their service area. Or that's quite similar to what I do in my service area. I wonder if Kat could talk to me a little bit about how that works. And that's exactly what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to have a page on the website very soon that's got little photos and bios of all the different people that we've got that are our champions. But also we then want people to nominate. So if you work with somebody, if you recognize that you are a champion and you haven't received an email from alisonx.smith, then you know, you can contact me, you can send me an email. We are going to have nomination forms on the website at some point soon as well. But just, yeah, let's get this network bigger and bigger and bigger, because we can only do that together, can't we? We can only make these changes happen. We can only influence people's behaviour if we're working together. You know, we know that there are people, like you said earlier, Kat, that kind of fighting this a little bit. You know, some people are worried about change. Some people can't, you know, just see the barriers and don't see how this is going to have a positive impact. And if we can help, if you're one of those people and you're listening, you're thinking, oh yeah, I want some support, or I want to be part of that, I was going to say movement, but that makes us sound a little bit political, and that's not what it's about. But then, you know, just contact me or have a look on the It's All About People website. Click on the contact us button, send us some information. But you two are fantastic superstars with the training that you do. I know you're so busy. You regularly get emails from me saying, when can we meet, can we have a conversation about your training, when are you doing training next, that kind of thing. And probably see my name come up on an email and think, oh, she is again. But you know, you're doing some really amazing stuff. The fact that you're practitioners, I think that one of the reasons why the training, it sits so well and lands so well with the people attending, is because you understand the pressures that they're going under. You can use real examples of people that you've talked to, obviously confidentially. You wouldn't use any names or anything like that, but it, you know, situations that you've been in. And you understand that, and you can help then to shape that. So, you know, we don't want to get people in from externally to come and tell our workforce how to behave, you know, when we've got really amazing people in the system that can do that for us. So we really do appreciate everything you do. Well done on being champions. We are going to hopefully get some badges soon, so you can carry a badge around with you, and people will say, oh, what's this, tell me about your
shiny new badge.
Yeah, yeah, tell me about
2
this.
Hours then, later they'll be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No, they won't. But yeah, thank you very much. Is there anything more that you want to add, that you want to say, either of you, to kind of finish off our podcast?
Just hope to see you on a course.
Yeah. Just spread the word, because it's a really good course. I really enjoy delivering it, and I think even if we just get a few people from each area, each department to come. Yeah. And I know it's hard at the minute working in the NHS. I know it is busy. Yeah. And even in this half an hour, there's been a knock at the door. Like, it is hard. But this is, I think, personalised care is one of the reasons we come into these jobs. It's to look after people, and it's to give people what they need. So even if you just come, you don't want to do anything else with it afterwards, just come and perhaps listen to, I think it just takes you back to why you probably applied for jobs in the first place and why you kind of chose the career you've chosen.
Fantastic. Thank you. And just a reminder that It's All About People website, www.itsallaboutpeople.info. My name's Alison Smith, and as we've mentioned before, it's alisonx.smith@lincolnshire.gov.uk. If you want any further information about the training or about It's All About People Champions. But thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I hope you come along to Amy and Kat's training sessions at some point in the future and give us some more fantastic feedback. And it helps you to shape the way that you're working with people. So thank you very much.